It's BBC Radio 1. And that was The Lush, Sigur Rós. And before that, Leona Lewis. And look, it's our guest for today, Jason Manford. Hello.
Hiya.
You right?
Yeah, I'm great.
Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
You and Chappers were just having the awkward football chat. Mm.
It's all right, because we're sort of both down here, really.
Because so you two support the same team, don't you?
That's right, Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester.
Same Manchester.
Same
Manchester,
town.
Manchester comes first.
Yeah.
And then...
Then it separates.
Yeah.
And becomes war.
Right, so you're not friends, then?
Well, it doesn't stop people being friends. No. I mean, a lot of times you've got friends with somebody who you got something wrong with them.
You can't,
That's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, Jason, isn't yours the proper one that people from Manchester actually support, whereas Chappers' is one is people from everywhere else apart from Manchester support?
So, I mean, that is the...
That's probably the easiest way to describe it to
Scott, the myth we like to perpetuate, but, I mean, I went to school and I wish that was true, because it was hard.
Didn't you... I was reading the other day you did a gig at Manchester City the other...
I do a few bits over there, and surprising how rich they are. They don't pay very well. And you never get paid.
Well, at least you put it out there now.
Did you try and put your fee up when they took over?
Well,
did you?
I do quite a bit over there. I did an adopt a player gig, and not that you get to adopt a player, they're all right. They've got mums and dads and that. And you just sort of go down and try and raise some money, do charity gigs for them and that. It's good fun. It's good fun, yeah.
Do you meet your childhood heroes?
No, because they've only been playing a couple of years. Yeah. So my childhood heroes have retired and got.
But do they not go to any of the do's?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes there. It's not like you don't like the football, do you? It's so funny. Already dropping off asking the question.
No idea. Seriously. Right, let's talk about your first UK tour, because you're on everywhere, aren't you?
It's going all right, yeah. It's the tour's just sort of coming towards an end, and then I start a new one next June, and then the DVD came out the other day, and I went into Tesco to have a little look at what it looked like on the shelf. And
see, I would do that.
I think everyone would do that. Yeah. I think if you're on a book or a thing, you go, what does it look like?
I want to see what it looks like on the actual shelf. Yeah.
So that's it. And I went in to have a nosy, and some woman was there, and it was like number 7 or whatever in the charts, and I thought, oh, that's all right. And then this woman, she wandered over her trolley and she picked up Michael McIntyre's, which is at number 1, just above Star Trek. And she took it off and put it in a trolley, and then she looked around at me and she went, sorry. I was like, that's okay. That's not what I'm doing today, going around all the supermarkets to guilt trip people into buying it.
Intimidate the customer.
Yeah, I might start taking my kids around in like dirty clothes. Like, put those sweets back, we can't afford them this Christmas.
I mean, I don't think there's anywhere that you haven't been, really, because you have been everywhere. And have you been staying in a hotel for months, presumably?
Sort of. I mean, if I'm within about 4 hours, 4.5 hours from Manchester, I'll just drive home, because, you know, my wife's just had babies, so we've just got to try and get back and, you know, just in time to change nappies and stuff.
What's the first thing you do when you get into that hotel? Is it, like me, you look through the book of services?
I do that. No, I tell you what, the new thing I've had to start doing is, if there's any, like, maids or whatever who work at hotels listening, the default position for the shower curtain is not fully open, because it's terrifying.
Oh, I have that exact same fear. You think someone's hiding behind it when you go for a wee. Yeah, no, yes. It's really scary. You walk into the hotel bathroom and the curtain's drawn. You think, oh my God, who's behind there?
Yeah, I know. Then you have to.
And always have to pull it back really quick.
It's terrifying.
It is really scary.
Have you not seen any films? Somebody's going to die if you keep doing this. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Look at how excited Becky was when oh my God, I've done that.
It happened to me the other day and I got really frightened.
I'm glad that in the room full of men, the woman said that was the same thing that they feel. Good. Solidarity, sister.
So do you spend your life like eating cheese and onion toasties because you're always getting in late? Sorry, we can't. We can do your sandwiches. That's all we can do.
Yeah, but they're always rubbish. I try not to. No, I tell you what I got the other day. Three miniature hot dogs on. It was like about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had a flick through the food and that. And they said it, three mini hot dogs. I think, happy day. Send me them. And they were.
Are you the kind of person that complains in the hotel if anything doesn't go to plan?
No, I'm pretty nice. I mean, I just tipped the concierge today for the first time in about. Well, since I've been staying in hotels for the last 8 years, for the first time. Just because I had a £2 coin in my pocket, I thought that seems a reasonable amount. £5 too much. A pound is patronising. Yeah. There you mate, get yourself some sweets. You know what I mean? It's patronising, you can't do it.
So your DVD is out, it's been out for a while now.
Come out Monday.
Yeah. Handily in time for Christmas.
Yeah, it's weird that.
And this isn't the only interview you've done, is it?
No, this is my favourite.
Is it so far?
Already.
Better than Simon Mayo?
Well, yeah, he was nice. Yeah. He was chatty, but he was talking to somebody at some, like he goes dead serious and then has a comedian on, so yeah. It's quite hard.
Yeah.
Also, Simon Mayo didn't get the shower thing, did he?
No, he just stared at me and went, just stop being so
comedy
soft.
Gold. Have you been on Loose Women?
I'm doing it this week.
Good luck with that.
Swimming. It's great. It's like flirting with your mum's mates. Love it.
I'm trying to persuade Scott that we should go out with Carol McGiffin because she wants to go out with us and I keep saying that we should go out. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, don't have anything planned the next day, but do it. Go out and that.
Would you go out, because I'm a little bit nervous, would you go out with the drink with the Loose Women?
Colleen Nolan seems quite sensible. Maybe that, you know, so at least you'd be home for like a decent hour.
Yeah. I think. But if you were left with McGiffin and McDonald.
Oh, no. No. I mean, McDonald only talks in double entendres as well. You can't actually have a conversation with Jay McDonald. No. I was doing a thing a while back and she walked past the dressing room. She was going, yeah, anyway, so I put it in my hand and it went off. Oh, what am I like? I was like, what? That doesn't even make any sense. That's all she talks at. Double entendres non-stop.
So you just had twins, haven't you?
That's right, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
What are their names, please?
Well, we're not sort of telling people names, because I've told my wife,
that's good.
But, just trying to keep them ours and a little secret just for ourselves. It's quite nice.
When did you have them?
My wife did most of the work. It was about 12 weeks ago. And they're brilliant. They're little dolls. They're absolutely amazing. And, it's learning stuff. The hardest thing with twins is picking your favourite. You know, that's the hardest thing. And, so that's been a toughie. But
you've made a decision.
Yeah, I've made a decision. And I've let them both know. In due course.
Do you and your wife both have the same favourite?
Actually, our favourite's just the one that's not crying at that particular moment in time.
But are you adjusting? Or have you not been there?
Well, no, I mean, these are first and but it's because everyone just tells you horror stories and you go, well, it'll be all right, won't it? And it's actually okay because the good things outweigh the fact that you've only. I mean, these people say, oh, you don't get your sleep, and you do. You get your 8 hours. It's just spread over 6 days. You know what I mean? So
you get them eventually.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Because you've just had twins, you must be supporting Jedward on X Factor.
Well, it's do you know what's weird?
Because they could grow up just like them.
Well, luckily ours are not identical, so they're not. You know, they're like the normal ones. Because that's a bit scary, isn't it, when they're identical. Yeah. No, I think it is weird, because every so often, because I want to slap the twins, and I go, whoa, hold on, they're only... Oh, right.
They're not mine.
Yeah, I get a little bit defensive. I hate these twins. I go, hey, they're only 12 weeks old. So that's weird. But, I don't mind Jedward. The only thing that annoys me is I think that the name is not right. It should be... Jodwood, really, because I think Edward's getting his full name in there, and John's not. He's only getting J, and I think they should at least.
So it should be John Jodwood.
Jodwood. Yeah.
That's. I've not thought about that. That's not fair on John at all, is it?
No, it's well out of order.
Yeah,
bang out of order. Yeah. I mean, clearly we know the favourite there.
Do you watch X Factor? Because Jimmy Carr, who we had in the other day, was saying he can never watch it because he's always gigging at the time.
Yeah, but. Just get Sky Plus and that, and you know, other digital recording devices.
Yeah.
I just plus it and then get home and have a watch when I get in. It's all right.
Who's your favourite?
I liked Lucy, and then she got booted out, and then now I don't know really. If it wasn't for Jedward, who would we be talking about? That's the thing. Even on Thursday, I'm thinking, what are them two little rascals gonna do? You know, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I'm almost excited.
Yeah.
Like, what are they gonna do? And Simon Cowell's not helping. The other week, he was like, if they win, I'm going to leave the country. Even my dad was going, what's the number? That's not helping, mate.
Is it true you love musicals?
Oh, I love a musical.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Because we did one in Edinburgh. We did Scott Mills, a musical.
I would have gone to see that.
Didn't see you there.
I was busy. Was that this year?
Yeah.
My wife was having babies.
Oh, okay.
So we're busy.
So is it
brilliant excuse that you can use that for a long time? Yeah,
I've been using it for every time I'm late. Oh, the kids! Yeah. I'm like, been away for a week. No excuse. Oh, kids, nappies and that.
Where does your thing about musicals come from then?
I think just I don't know. I've just always liked it. My family are quite musical. Like, as in they're in bands and stuff. And then I don't know. I thought sort of just I went to see Miss Saigon, I think, when I was about 12, and just thought, look, it's a helicopter on the stage, and I just loved it. And then I've seen loads, and Wicked, I went to see that a couple of times. Even took my dad to see Wicked, who hates musicals.
Did
yeah,
he enjoy
that
it?
That was good. I would see that again.
Would you ever be in one?
I would love to. I mentioned, funny enough, I did Jonathan Ross in January, and I mentioned it on telly. Like, oh yeah, I'd love to be in a musical, thinking, happy days, next day, the old phone call. Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
Not a word.
Not a thing, apart from some university up north going, we're putting one on if you want to come and see it. Not even in it.
Come and see it.
Not even in it. See it.
We get your special seats.
No, thanks.
Now, here's something I want to talk to you about, because this is quite like me. Are you a hypochondriac? Because I read this thing about when you went to the doctor, and I have done this, rather than go in one at a time, you save up your ailments and then just blast them out in one session with the doc.
I think so. Yeah, I like to go through. But there's a new rule now at our doctors where you're only allowed two. There's only allowed two things wrong with you at a time.
I've heard that as well, that you can only have two ailments.
I like this.
We must go to like similar places, but the doctors I go to, you're only allowed two ailments.
Yeah,
you can't take more than 15 minutes.
That's exactly what it is.
So 7.5 minutes per ailment.
And then you have to make another appointment.
Well, how many did you go in with?
Well, I went in with about 3 or 4.
I went 4 or 5, I think.
Yeah, and in the end, you have to sort of then rate your own... Because they do this on the phone. It's the phone. It's the receptionist. I'm sure some of them are lovely, but they're like some sort of guardian of the doctor. And you ring up, you go, yeah, I'm not well. Can I make an appointment? They go, well, what's wrong with you? You go, well, I don't know. Neither of us are medically trained, are we? That's why I want to see the doctor. You go in and have a chat with the doctor, and you know, they don't know. A lot of the time, they don't know. I went in with a bite, right, on my leg. Someone had bit me in a hotel, I know. And I went in, and it was massive. It really, like, had blown up. And I went into the doctor, and she was like, what bit you? And I said, well, I think it was a spider, maybe. And she went, I don't think it's a spider. It's probably a flea. I went, well, I'm not saying a flea to people. I'm saying, that makes me sound like a tramp. So I'm going to say spider, because that sounds like I was just accosted by it. And they've no sense of humour. She was like, was it big? I went, well, yeah, it was massive. It was like, I felt it get off the bed. That's how big it was. Nothing. Just stared at me. Nothing.
Right, we're going to play Arts and Monkey. Stay there, would you?
Yeah,
thank you, Jason.
Will.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Jason Manford is with us. He's a very busy boy at the moment, so thanks for coming in.
Pleasure. I liked it.
He's been on the biggest UK tour in the world ever.
Sort of.
And has a DVD, which is called...
Jason Manford, live at the Manchester Apollo. And this is one of the extras. I've recorded Teen Wolf 2 for you as well. It was on the telly the other week, so you can have that for free. I think that's all right.
That's really good of you.
You're allowed to do that?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's okay. It's not as good as the first one. It's free. What do you want?
Yeah. And now, I've heard that you have to go somewhere after this, to the Grosvenor House Hotel in swanky London.
Yeah, I don't, actually. I mean, I do. I am going there later on, but there's...
Was that just an excuse so you could leave early?
That's okay. I come in and they've gone, you've got to go straight away at 5. I'm like... No, not really. So, that's what agents do, though, don't they? They make things up.
Your lady out there's just told me you're done for the day after this.
I am. This is me done. I'm pretty. Well, this is it. This is the last thing I've got. So just chill out.
What are you doing at the? Is that just where you stay?
Some awards do the heating and plumbing awards or something. I don't know, something like that.
Rob Brydon say no.
Rob
Brydon did it last year.
Every time I turn up, I go, "Who did it last year?" They go, "Jimmy Carr, Rob Brydon." I go, "All right."
No, we had Robin a while ago, and he does all of those.
Yeah.
Apart from the ones that you get. Or Jimmy.
Yeah, well, when they can't afford Rob or Jimmy, they give me a ring.
Well, how do you find those? Because he was saying about the... when he goes to the dinner with them and he just sits there and... A bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't do that bit. I just go to my room. Because otherwise, you sat with a load of people and you're trying to eat your dinner and they go, go on, tell us a joke then. You go, I'm eating my dinner, mate. They go, you're not really funny. Well, how funny are you eating couscous? You know what I mean? It's not that funny.
And now, I know you agreed with us on Twitter a while ago when we started playing the Christmas songs early.
Big time.
Yeah, you love Christmas.
I love Christmas. I think people are so miserly about it. It's only once a year, and just let's have it for... You've got all the scallies, you know, putting out the...
What are you pointing at me for, then?
No, I was just looking at you. You know, but you've got them doing the fireworks 5 weeks before November, you know, and that's annoying. But it's Christmas, what's the harm? There's no harm.
Yeah.
I can tell you don't like that, you know.
Well, I kind of not in November. Oh, it's been December. That's
no. I think November's fine.
Oh, I think it's
October's
fine.
Out of order, but November.
When did we start?
You start bonfire night, though, Scott. That was it.
So?
And before Halloween.
There's a house near me that has got Christmas decorations up all year round. Yeah. And you do get, you get annoyed, like, you know, around sort of May, June. And then sort of towards the end of June, July, you think, well, he may as well leave them now because he's sort of passed halfway.
Well, so they're up all year round?
Yeah, he doesn't turn the lights on every, like, every night. You know, but he's plastic Santa's on the little bay window and that.
Why take it down?
Why do you lucky bill would be huge, though, wouldn't it, if you took it on every night?
There is that.
What do you love about Christmas? Is it the whole, like, getting the family together? What is it?
I think it's the family time, really. It's a big, it's just big family, isn't it? And you just, I've got a massive Irish family and that, and they all just get together and have a good old time and, you know, serve Christmas dinner in two sittings because there's like 40 of them, and I just love it. It's just it reminds me that I've got a bit of time off as well, so when I start seeing the Christmas stuff up, I think, oh great, I'm in the final sort of stretch of work here, and then, you know, sort of hit the 20th and that's me done.
Do you get the hairs on the back of your neck when the Coke advert comes on?
That is the start of Christmas, isn't it? Officially, that is the start of Christmas. Yeah. It's a bit sad that that's the start of Christmas in a way, though, I suppose.
But it is.
An advert, and... Yeah. Yeah, I know you're right, it is.
If we... Because we haven't played a Christmas song for ages, and it's about time. I think... Would you choose one? Can we play one today? I think we could. What's the best one?
Well, this is pressure's on, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously Fairy Tale in New York, but I bet you've already played that.
We have?
Yeah, because I listened. Because I heard you were playing a Christmas song.
But it's, you know, it's... It's not been a week.
What about I quite like the Chris Rea on the driving home for Christmas.
Now, okay, Jason,
I need to be driving home.
Is that
for
bad,
Christmas?
Jason? I think we need to stop you there. It's far too early for driving home for Christmas.
No, driving home for Christmas is good.
No, I like a joke. Right?
Because he goes. Soon we'll see a freeway, and you go, yeah, freeway. And then you remember he's from Middlesbrough, and you go, hold on, he's talking about the A1. Not freeway.
One of the class. I mean, not that it's a classic, but I feel that's nearer. You know, the nearer the end of December.
You did say you could pick any Christmas song.
Why don't you give me options and I'll pick one? Oh, that's better.
You could have Fairy Tale of New York or Chris Rea.
No. Fairy Tale of New York.
Or like Christmas Wrapping, the waitresses. That's a good one.
Right. That is a good one.
That is good. Yeah. That is good.
I apologise. He's never had quality control before, ever.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was a... Pick any Christmas song, he says. Not that one, he says.
Okay, right.
Or that one.
I think a lot of people would like to hear Waitresses, and Jason, our guest, has chosen it, so it will be
I think lots of people would like Chris Rea.
Definitely.
Right, okay, let's find out on the text.
You're doing a text vote now. You can't.
I don't want a text vote.
Christmas Wrapping.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Good, that one.
Jason, thank you for coming in.
Real pleasure.
Today is DVD's nice. Out now.
I listen to you all the time, so it's nice to be in here.
Oh, thank you very much.
Actual chat.
Right, let's do the news. Jason, thanks again. It's 5:03 on Radio 1. It's time for a news and sport update with Tulip and Mark.
BBC Radio 1. Newsy.